The conference will now begin.
Can Habu even start in 1 minute? Okay, give me one more second. I apologize. A little late. Let's just set up the Zoom. Okay. Here we go. Okay. We are on page 138. Now starting Oz Dalit. Okay, we'll just give a second for the server here. Okay, Yaakov Yisrael, you are there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're here.
Great. Okay. Starting a minute or two late, my apologies. Okay, we're on page 138. Oz Dalit. Here we go. So we've been discussing the necessity to break very big things into small pieces. The biggest, of course, is elokus, godliness, perceptions of godliness, breaking it down into pieces that we can use in our lives, work on, build, ultimately grow, and try to put back together. Like we've discussed, the muscle of taking a huge puzzle, but then bringing it down to 1,000 pieces, but then we have to put it back together. If all the pieces stay apart, each one might be a little bit nice, but it's really nothing in and of itself, and you miss out on the whole puzzle. Problem is with a puzzle, when you have, a 10-piece puzzle, it's pretty quick, pretty easy, so you get to the goal very quickly. But when you have a 500 or a 500,000-piece puzzle, could you imagine? A 500,000-piece puzzle, that's going to be difficult. The pieces are so small. Each one's so boring because each one's just a tiny, tiny little piece. When it's a 10-piece puzzle, each piece is like a whole, a whole animal, which make up a whole, zoo. When you have a 500,000-piece puzzle, you're talking about like 1/10 of the tail of the tiger. So when you break things up, although sometimes you have to, they are often boring, and often you can be confused, and you can lose sight of what you need to take care of. And you might throw the whole puzzle away. And the klipos, of course, and the chachmas chitzonis are always there waiting to pounce, waiting, licking their lips, waiting to get us, confuse us, make us bored, throw us off. And therefore, we have to fight against it. Tezer Vinasan, page 138, Oz Dalet. This is the understanding of, we said, at the end of the Shulchan Aruch, the end of Halacha, Sif Aleph, that I place God before me always. I'm always placing before me asagas elukos. Perceptions of godliness is like that 500,000 piece puzzle. There's 500,000, of course, there's infinite numbers, there's billions, but we decided 500,000 for no reason, except God decided that. Each piece, there's only how many seconds per day do we have? You can work it out. 60 seconds per minute, 60 minutes per hour, 24. So 24 times 60 times 60, whatever the number that is. Every single moment is an ability to perceive God. Now, it's a lot easier to perceive God when I'm in shul, when I'm learning, than when I'm walking around outside. But every single moment is possible. So David HaMelech, Shivisa Hashem L'negdi, Somed, constantly. So says Rabbi Nelson, he quotes the passage from David HaMelech, Ki Mi Mina Bal Emek, because he is by my right side, I do not falter, I do not stumble. Says Rabbi Nosson, Ki ikr binyan ha-malchus, the building of malchus, chochma tato, to build the lower wisdom, which is the 500,000 pieces, ultimately to build the larger puzzle, which is the chochma ilah. But when you want to build the pieces of the puzzle, who are you the chinas yamin shu chesed? You want to use the hand, the right hand, the right side, which is chesed, which is building. Obviously, because the whole meaning here is to build. But I'll give you a mashal in a minute where it's not so clear. The mashal kasu sham, like it says over there in Rabbi Nosson, in Rabbi Nachman, ki al yidei hachesed kotzrin osot mehar b'malchus. It's through the yad yamin, the right side, the chesed, that you will cut away, you will grab away the chokhma tata, the malchus, the pieces of the puzzle, from the arb malchios, the four kingdoms, which were in reference to confusions, bilbulim, burdens, being bored, anything that the other side will use, philosophy that are exciting, anything that they'll use to grab you away from Kedusha, we need to counter that with chesed. What you want to do is that you want to raise that up. How do you raise it up? By the shine, the light that we receive from the Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh Regalim is when Klal Yisrael would go up to the Beis HaMikdash three times a year, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. We'll explain in 1 minute. So we want to use the right side to allow the light of the Orpanim, the light of the face, the Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to shine into us through utilizing or through the Keli, the vessel of the three Regalim. Aliyah l'regel, which is then, of course, an aliyah, raising oneself up. Shehu b'chinas simchas halev, which is a simchas halev, idea mitzvah she'osim b'chol shana, which is the simcha, the joy, the excitement that one gets doing mitzvahs the whole year round. How did he get mitzvah? How did he get a joy from the mitzvahs all year round? How do you get a joy of tefillin? Because he shook a lulav on sukkahs properly. Now, let's explain for 1 second. We're right now in the battlefield. We're fighting. There's a big fight now. We took a very large piece of Elikos, we broke it down to 500,000 pieces, little children. Now, we want the little children, the little pieces, to build themselves and to be helped along the way in order to rebuild that big puzzle, that beautiful, whatever, that beautiful mountain range, whatever it is. But, as we've discussed, that the 500,000 pieces, each one in and of itself, is so small, so vulnerable, being bored, confused, taken by the other side and say, you know what, enough of this puzzle. It's too boring. It's too many pieces, too long. It's not shaykh. I don't have the ability. I'm a loser, low self-confidence. All of that world. I'm depressed. I'm lazy. And we need to fight against that. So, if you want to have a wrestling match, what would you think? You need to use gevurah. You need to use strength. Tug of war. You want to pull, right? You're holding a little child. I mean, that's a bad example. There's a doll. Two kids are fighting. They're fighting over a doll. One says it's mine, he pulls it, his, onto the left. One says it's mine, he pulls it to the right. They're pulling, pulling. Who's going to win? The one who pulls harder, right? Gevura. However, you see from this Torah, it's not so. We're not, when we fight against the other side, the Klipos, it's not a fight of Gevura. That's not the fight here. Rabbi Nosson says it's a fight. You have to be mashpia chesed. You have to give over chesed. What is the understanding? The understanding is that imagine you're a kid. We'll give a mashal. You have a child who's he's having a difficult time in yeshiva and he's connecting to people that he shouldn't be connecting to, not good influences, and he's starting to go to the other side. Let's say like that. So now there's two ways to get that kid back. You can either grab him by the arm and pull him with gevura and tell him he's wrong, what are you doing, what's wrong with you. You can go that mahalach, yell at him, scream at him, use gevura. Or you could reveal to him you love him. You can show him the amazing things that he would say at home, how much better life would be. You could shower him with love and chesed. What's the mahalach that's going to bring this kid back? Not the gevura, not to yell at him and scream at him and to pull him like he's an object, but to show him that he's more than that, to bring him to a level of self-confidence. Why is he running away? Because he didn't have the enjoyment, he didn't have the fulfillment of life that he was needing, so he's looking somewhere else for it. So you don't get that back by hitting him. That's not going to work. You need to give him or haponim. You need to give him chesed. You need to shower him with love. Kill him with kindness, as they say. That's what it means, to take the small piece and give it with kindness, to raise it up, not to knock it down and say, you're nothing, come back with me. How does that happen? Naturally, the pieces of the puzzle want to go back and make the whole puzzle. They do. In the deepest sense, each piece of the puzzle, each piece of a 500,000-piece puzzle knows in its deepest sense, of course, puzzles don't think, but in the deepest sense, it's only a piece of a bigger puzzle, and it really wants to go back there. But since there are so many external factors, there's so many klipas trying to separate those pieces and never let them come together, he gets confused. Because we utilize our das, as we've discussed, the person utilizes the das, I'm a nothing. He starts to make up svaras. I'm a nothing, I'm bored, it's going to take too long. All these svaras are distancing oneself from his inner reality, his inner purpose. And the way that you give confidence to that piece of the puzzle to rebuild himself is to build him up, not to knock him down. It's to allow the olila rego, allow the light of the kus, the light of godliness to shine through him, not to take away anything from him. Olila regos, you went to the base of Migdash, you perceived godliness, hasagas elokus, and it filled up your whole system until you wanted to continue to stay there as long as you could. You wanted to build yourself. You went back a better person, wanting to help yourself. The thing of tshuva is not to knock oneself down. It's to build oneself into a better keli, into a better vehicle to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're doing. And in that way, when people went to the olila regel and they built themselves up, so the rest of the year, their tefillin was better. The mitzvah tzedakah is better. The learning was better. They felt confident. They felt good. They felt this, the light of the lakus was flowing through them. So if you want the pieces of the puzzle to want to rebuild themselves, you need to help build them up. That's why we need a tzaddik. The tzaddik helps the 500,000 pieces. Each one, he reveals a little bit of elokus to each one. And in that way, they want to reveal them. They want to build themselves back to that bigger picture, the point of it all. Let's read this next paragraph. Vezehu, that's what it means. Ki mimini ba'al emot, that's what it means. Hashem is on my right side, I will not falter. Chayno, yidi b'chinat yimin shu seh chesed. Kodesh Baruch is on my right side. He's always doing chesed for me. Even when a kid, lo aleinu, is going on the wrong side, if he realizes that Kodesh Baruch was still giving him life, Kodesh Baruch was still giving him eyesight, Hashem's not upsetting him. Hashem wants to build him up. So that's why Hashem's still giving him the ability to walk and the ability to see and the ability to think in order that maybe this kid will see the MS, he'll feel the MS and want to come back. Because the Kodesh was on my right side, because the Kodesh was building me up, therefore I'll never falter. Hashem is rooting for me, he's on my team. I will never fall to the MS, I will not falter, stumble to their seichel. I'm not going to fall to laziness and to depression because Hashem's on my side, Hashem's rooting me on. Hashem says, you could do it. My parents say I could do it. The Rebbe says I could do it. So I could do it. I'm not going to allow those faulty thoughts knock me down, says David Melech. Chas v'shalom. The beginning is Chochmas Chitonis. I'm not going to fall to the Chochmas Chitonis. I'm not going to fall to philosophies. I'm not going to fall to confusions and anxieties. I'm not going to go to that place because I have a team on my side. Kodesh Baruch Hu is on my side. Rakez Kalahal Sikhli, I'm going to raise up my Seicho. Aliva Regu, I'm going to allow the light to shine through. The hope and the dream that I once, at some point, I'll be able to build the 500,000-piece puzzle, and I'll be a part of the piece. And I'm beautiful right now, even though I'm a little bit of a piece, but I know that I'm a piece of the bigger puzzle, and it just takes some time. Until I can reach that perception of godliness in the bigger nature, and in that place that Leo Rego, when you went to the base of Migdash, you felt the Hasagas Elokus to whatever Madrig you were at, you felt what it was like to be a 500,000-piece puzzle, even though you were one piece. But you feel what it's going to be like at the end. That light shines through you, and you go back with that confidence, with that feeling of aliyah, that you can do it. That's what it means. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is by me. He's negging me always. There's so many pieces of elokus in every breath you take. Kol neshima v'neshima, says the Gemara, kol neshama t'halel ko. In each and every breath you take, it's another breath of the neshama, to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there, that he wants to build us up, that we should never feel low down, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is on the right side. And it's your choice. Do you want Kodesh Baruch Hu on your right side or your left side? Everybody makes that choice. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want to be on your right side. But you have to choose that also. Yishvi Zochem et Hashem, to be able to build those pieces, to make that puzzle, and we'll continue tomorrow.
Bye.
Good to see you, Yisrael.